You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome to A Biblical Response. In this hour, we invite you to take a journey with us to the heart of some of the hot-button issues of our day. What is behind these issues? How are Christians supposed to respond to them? Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart." So join us now as we bring God's word to bear on the narratives and the news that threaten our peace and cast darkness on our land.
And good morning to another iteration of A Biblical Response on this beautiful second day of December in the year 2025. And today is a special program because it's the first anniversary of the birthing of this program. And we're going to be kind of looking back in the past and maybe looking forward into the future.
Praise God for that.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise God.
Who would have known I'll be sitting here a year later, well, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Faith. We all know it.
Well, we did.
I didn't see myself being on the radio ever.
But before we go into that, it's important for me to introduce all my wonderful co-hosts whom God specifically birthed and crafted and empowered for this and other important things, but this is one of them. Keith Masters. Hey, bro.
Good morning, brother.
Good morning.
How are you?
Man, I'm great.
Good.
Praise God. Only because
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
And give him glory all the time for that.
Amen.
Especially as we get older, right? You know, we have more give God the glory for health, and not so much wealth, but health and well-being. Anyway. So, and then Stephanie, welcome.
Thank you.
Always great to be serving the Lord with you.
Amen.
And particularly today, Stephanie has a special prayer that she'd like to lead us in. So I'm just going to let you do that before we go on to Ann.
I do. You know, we were talking yesterday as we were going through what we were going to talk about today. We didn't have any real vision for what today's show was going to be, but
until the last minute God provided
right. Yeah. It was a last minute thing, but overnight I came up on something that I was on a webcast that thousands of people were on last night, and it was talking about what's going on right this second at the U.S. Supreme Court. And it's something that will affect every small 501c3. But it's starting in the Pregnancy Resource Center in New Jersey. And I would like to just give a little synopsis of what it is and then ask people to pray on their own, but also kind of lead us in a prayer this morning. So what it is pregnancy resource centers are the pro-life advancement towards making abortion illegal or unthinkable. Mm-hmm. And what they do is they help women who have found themselves pregnant, and we encourage them in the PRCs to have their children or to birth their children. Mm-hmm. And then they come alongside them for the next year or two and give resources and counseling and all kinds of things. And they're effective. There's more pregnancy resource centers than there are abortion facilities across the nation. And they are being affected or they're being effective. And the reason that this platform happened last night, this webcast happened, was because the New Jersey, which is actually, New Jersey is the fifth highest rate of abortions in the U.S., and it is definitely pro-choice. They, New Jersey's, you said New York earlier, and I
know,
New
I'm
York.
Sorry, my fault.
New Jersey's A.G. Platkin, the A.G.'s office, served First Choice Women's Resource Center with a subpoena. And it was considered a harassment. I'm going to say this really quickly, and if you have more questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to me and reach out to the station here to find out more. But it was considered a harassment of the center because there were no allegations of wrongdoing. They did nothing wrong. Mm. The only thing that they stated was that they were not providing resources for abortion or they weren't, like, giving out the pill for the abortion pill, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in the subpoena, there were two contempts of court which threatened them if they did not comply with this subpoena, that they would be held in contempt of court, which means really bad things for a 501c3. It could shut them down. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many allegations and so many things that can then go wrong. So what did this subpoena want? This subpoena wanted a 10-year list of donors that had given to this.
So they can target them, too.
Well, that's the underlying thing. They want to go and harass them as well. Mm-hmm. And they wanted all of their abortion pill reversal information, which is very pertinent to lives nowadays because these women are giving, you know, birth to their babies in their bathrooms with the pill. And if it's caught in time, there is a pill that will reverse that and the baby can be saved. So they want to shut that down. They do not, when I say they, the pro-choice people want to shut that down. So why is this important information for the nation, for PRCs, and for any not-for-profit organization across the nation? Because it's considered harassment by a hostile government official, it is a violation of the First Amendment. And if they'll do it in New Jersey, that sets a precedent for anywhere. Anyone who has a 501c3, they can come in and harass you if this goes through and they vote and they rule in favor of the AG's office. And this is at the Supreme Court. As we speak, Erin Hawley is the attorney that is actually taking this case. I know Erin Hawley. She's from Missouri. Her husband is a senator. And so they are in the fight on the front lines right now. And I would love to be able to pray this morning. So remember that there were no allegations of wrongdoing. And so it doesn't mean that, you know, we can do nothing wrong and all of a sudden we're being persecuted and prosecuted.
Agenda.
So
today's the oral arguments.
Today is the oral. They are probably going on right now as we speak. So, Father, we just ask you in this moment, Lord, as our voices are going out on the airwaves, Father, that the people that are hearing this are willing to take time out of their day to just talk to you about it and just tell you their hearts and their minds, what they're thinking about how to help and how to be in prayer for this. Father, that's the very first line of defense for us, is to get on our knees and get on in our hearts. If we can't physically get on our knees, Lord, that our hearts and minds are turned towards you, because you are the creator of life. You are the one that placed these babies in these mama's wombs. And Lord, we just ask you to just protect what should be the most safe place for a baby to be is in the womb of their mother. And Father, right now, we're asking for the nation. God, we don't know where this is going to go, but you do. And we are asking for you to stop the enemy from being able to hurt these different entities and these different PRCs and these different, even places like WCNO and different places that are trying to get the word out there, Lord, this could have a precedent for all of us. And so we're asking you, Lord, to just stop the enemy's pursuit of what is righteous on this. Hold him back. Cancel him out, Father. We just thank you, Lord, for Holy Spirit's work in this. We thank you for Erin Hawley. We thank you that her words are going to pierce that court's ears and that they are going to hear the truth and they are going to see the truth and they are going to believe what is good and true and right for this nation, Father. Thank you, Father, for those that are at this First Choice Women's Resource Center. It's just a small little PRC, Father, but we just pray, God, that you would use them mightily, that people would see that there is that the spotlight would be shined on these PRCs that are doing the work that people want. They want people to be able to have, you know, the ability to carry these children to term. That is what would be right and good. And so, Father, we ask that right now in the name of Jesus, that this PRC would be a light to the nation, Father. Thank you, Father, for your protection. We just ask this all in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Stephanie. And let us not forget that that's going on That's going to impact the whole nation.
Yeah.
And last but not least, and I must say, I must comment that Anne has great ego strength. I'm always coming to her last. And she knows not because she's least. But Anne...
Humility, I hope.
Humility, yeah. We're going to say great humility and strong servant of the Lord. Anne Limhoko,
good morning.
Thank you.
Good to see you. You know, I'm so blessed to be on this radio program because we say things that the legacy media and a lot of the mainstream media will not put out there for our listeners. So, Stephanie, thank you for bringing that about. I did not know about that because I had not looked at any of the news this morning yet. But I also want to give a shout out because today's Giving Tuesday. I was going through all my emails and I got like 50 to 100 emails of giving, which, good. We should bless. And if anybody is praying for a place to give, WCNO is your radio station here where we speak the truth. And if you go to WCNO.com, you can just hit the link that says donate to WCNO if you want to bless the station.
Amen.
And bless the work that God is doing.
Thank you.
So that the truth, the actual truth goes out over the air.
Amen.
Amen. So, thank you. Yeah, and we're up 35 and a half. Talking about anniversaries, 35 and a half years.
Praise God.
This coming April will be 36th year of life, April the 9th. And all of that kind of, you know, gets back to what we were going to start the program with, which is I'm going to sort of kick us off because it was God spoke to me, and then Jonathan McLean, who's our general manager of the radio station. And for several years, I had personally struggled with having conversations with believers where in discussing what was going on in the world and what the news was showcasing, that they would pretty much end up saying, I don't know what's going on, and I don't know how to respond to it. And then we'd have a conversation about, well, what does the Bible say? God speaks to us in His Word, and we go to His Word because this is revelation for life. How we live our lives, God reveals already there. And as Christians, we ought to have that biblical foundation. And so in various conversations, when that kind of boiled over, I guess, at some point, I just got very frustrated. And, you know, went Jonathan and I talk about a lot of things, and we got on the subject of that, and I began to say, you know, what if we had a program that sort of looked at issues in the news, understanding many of our own brothers and sisters, not to mention unbelievers, are struggling with it, and provide a biblical reference, a lens through which we could look at that and understand several things, understand what was happening in the world that is evil. You know, I can't think of anyone gets wrapped around the axle about the goodness of God being expressed in the world and being reported on it. I celebrate it. We all do. But when evil is afoot and activities are happening in our nation and in the world that's directed by evil, it's frustrating and it's anxiety producing. And if we don't, if we are stuck in that, which many people are, we need to be free so that we can really pray and really focus on helping others to understand how we respond to that. So at any rate, after maybe kicking that around for a couple of years, one day I sat down at Jonathan's desk and I really had this passion and I just laid it out for him and said, remember we talked about this, what about? And he said, let's do it. And that was God's timing, you know, and I love Jonathan as a brother because he's very sensitive to God's timing. Mm-hmm. And so from that, I sat down and kind of, you know, sketched out a real quick format and went back to him. And then the thing was, we're going to do this. You know, who should we involve? And fortunately, God had already brought all three of you here from other venues. Keith was doing a little 3-minute program.
Sharing my testimony.
Sharing your testimony. Yeah. And really getting into the Word of God and applying it already. So, and Stephanie had gotten known to us. You've been on the air with us several times. And you're a very pro-life experience, your ministry really, that's now emerged into a very powerful national scope ministry that's really blessing people and blessing women who've had abortions and post-abortive women and bringing God's love to them. And then out of that wonderful gathering of people communicating to the folks at large, you know, to the world, to legislatures and in people on the street, wherever you can get the word out about what's going on and the evils of abortion and but how God loves his people, you know, that kind of thing. I went going, we need to do a whole program maybe on the Bill of Proof Alliance. And then Anne, of course, who had come in, my first meeting with Anne was she came to pick up some tickets to Jonathan Kahn's National Day of Prayer the first time he came, about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And in the course of that, talking with us, introducing herself and finding out, here was a born-again believer who had spent 20 years working with a very liberal member of Congress in Illinois, and how she maintained her faith and
her witness. Lord put me there.
The Lord put you there.
And it was the advocacy side. So I wasn't like campaigning or whatnot, but I was helping the communities. Kind of like
so that was a blessing. But still, you had to deal with her ideologies.
Oh, yeah.
And so I had you on the front line a couple of times, and then God used you to become a co-host there. So what I'm saying is God had already introduced all of us to each other.
Amen.
And that, you know, I knew we're all solid believers, certainly justified by faith. You know, none of us perfect. We have no perfection. We have no righteousness except what we get from Jesus. But we have what we share is a common desire to get into the Word, so we can share the truth of God with those around us.
Yes.
And it was that, I think, that distilled in the midst of forming this group. And so we came together on, it was the 3rd of December of 2024, and had our first program. We're going to go into kind of the history a little bit. We're going to talk about the programs we've done and all that. But so that was the genesis of the formation of this program. And I'm just excited what God continues to do. We're growing. You know, I will say this program, God continues to shape and form us as a team and in and through the material that he gives us to talk about, and always because we have to address it with the pure truth of the Word of God. And that's what excites me. So now I'm just going to throw this out. Oh, and if you want to call in, you may want to say, have a word for us, one word, one way or the other, you know.
Good or bad.
Good or
we
bad, yeah,
everything.
Sure. You know, we will invite you to do that. And the number 772, I almost gave you my home. 772-221-1100, that's 772-221-1100. I'm just going to throw this out, crew.
Yeah, I just wanted to say it was perfect timing, because you had talked about, you and the station manager Jonathan had been talking about this for a while, but it didn't come to fruition until December, our first show, you said December 3rd, 2024. And I majored in journalism, print journalism, back at Indiana University in the late 90s. And back then, the only outlets for journalism were the CNNs and the Fox News, plus all the local stuff. And then shortly after I graduated, I was in the journalism field for a while. But then, being in the field for a while, I saw how woke it became and how false media and lies were perpetuating the waves, the newspapers, the airwaves and newspapers. So I went into the political realm for a while. And now we have a whole new advent of citizen journalism. And do you remember when Trump got in the second time, he opened up the press room to citizen journalists?
Yes.
And that's when real truth was able to come out. And the Lord had us unveil this show during that season of citizen journalism, where now we don't have to be blinded or deceived, because a lot of people are deceived. They may go on and read something and take it as truth, like New York Times, which in the journalism world is very well known. But if you pick up the New York Times, I'm looking at Keith because he's from up there, New York. That's a bunch of lies. Yeah. So citizen journalism and this show and others that are doing what we're doing is so important.
Amen.
Amen.
So, I was a Daily News guy or a New York Post guy.
Yeah.
York. I wasn't a New York Times guy. You know.
Yeah.
But the amazing thing is, David, when I came to the Lord put it on my heart. Shortly after, and he put a title on my heart for a podcast, and the podcast would have been called, What Does God Have to Say About That? So when you came to me with this program, a biblical response, what does God have to say about that? Well, he's got a biblical response for it. That's exactly what he's got for it. And I don't know, you know, the crux of that, the strength of that comes from the fact that the Word of God is the truth that lasts from you know, from the beginning through time and into the future. It doesn't matter when you read the Bible. It doesn't matter when you read it today, tomorrow, next year, 2 years from now. It pertains to us, each and every one of us, and God will speak to you directly through His Word, which is timeless. So for the people that say that the Bible was written thousands of years ago, well, they don't understand that the Bible is timeless because it was written by the hand of God through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes. Amen.
It was men's hands. But just as God has, when I was doing my three-minute segments and my testimonies through the Holy Spirit, right? Because the Holy Spirit was putting down on paper what to write. I could never in a million years put that down and go to the scripture the way that that God gave it to me.
Amen.
To tie it all together, how my life was, right? And bring scripture into my life. So that people, you know, as being an alcoholic, a smoker, a gambler, all those things, and that scripture shows us, you know, the love of God, the mercy of God, and how He brings us out of it. And that's the thing that we want to share. And people tell you, you know, oh, I don't want to hear, I don't want to, you don't have to shove it down my face, or, you know, you don't have to tell me about it. I'm sharing it with you because it's the love of God and it's the only way through salvation.
Right.
To salvation.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
And that's
right.
It all gets back to that.
It all
comes back to that. The Word of God is to bring people to salvation in Jesus Christ.
And you might upset some people along the way, but, you know, it's just a little prick in their heart that says, you know, this is the truth.
Right.
You know, and this is what God is doing.
Amen.
Well, Jesus told his disciples, and the same thing applies to us, that this is my paraphrase, but we're going to offend people when we're sharing the Word of God.
Absolutely.
And in a very pointed way. And the Spirit about God.
Yeah, we've had some calls.
We have had some calls, you know, and some
and
of
I'm glad those people called.
Some have agreed and some have disagreed.
Right.
And, you know, I understand the foundation of that. I do. And, you know, we are happy. If you disagree with us, we're happy to give you a venue to share, in essence, and it was briefly because we do, you know, it was only an hour program. But we've always given people a chance to share from their heart.
Absolutely.
After we're done with the call, we may have a response, or we may not. But the point is, you're free to do that.
There's only one truth.
There's only one, yes.
There's only one truth.
Absolutely.
And that is the truth from God. That is the truth from God. Right.
He is the truth. There is no deceit or lies within God.
John 14:6.
Yep, exactly.
And the thing we depend on, too, is not just that the Holy Spirit, when the scriptures are being written, guided those writers. But also the Spirit doesn't just guide the writers, but the reader as well.
Correct.
The Spirit of God we depend on
moves us.
Every time we get into the Word of God to interpret for us, often at that particular moment, how can a collection of documents that are thousands of years old be as relevant as they are today, but by the work of the Holy Spirit. So,
absolutely.
And I would say this is part of our guidance when we get together on Monday afternoon with our WhatsApp video call to talk about the Tuesday program.
And to pray first. That's the very first thing we do.
Prayer.
Holy Spirit, give us the topic. Yesterday we were struggling for a whole hour.
Were. I'm about
but
to
then
lose
the
my
Holy
train of thought.
Go ahead.
Just forgive me, but I was just an old... No, I'm not an old guy. I'm a very mature guy with very mature brain cells. But the point, what I was trying to get to is that we're very particular that when we, as we work through our planning for the program, that we are listening to the Holy Spirit throughout. And that, of course, continues when we get together. It's amazing if you could be present here half an hour before we go on the air, to listen to all of the fine-tuning and the hair-splitting and getting back to the, you know, making sure we got what God wants us to have. Because we want to utter, we want to share the Word of God as God gives it to us for that moment. So it is fresh.
Did you have something to say, Stephanie? I saw you brewing.
No, it's okay because everything that David just said was what I was thinking. So that's Holy Spirit right there just bringing it together. You know, I'm going to go back to a little bit back to where you guys were before. I haven't told kind of my story of how I got here. The beautiful thing is none of us knew each other. I knew David just a teeny tiny bit because I'd been on your show a couple times. Mm-hmm. But the fact that we didn't know each other and God brought us together, I know I was sitting, I was actually in my little condo up in Vero, and I drive from Vero every day down to Palm City or on Tuesdays to be here. But
and Keith drives from Delaware.
I know, so we're a long ways apart.
And the traffic is getting worse.
I know, believe me. So I was in my condo and I had just moved in and I was like, what am I doing here? Why am I even in Florida? And so I got this call from WCNO on my phone. And I'm like, why are they calling me? I guess maybe they need me to come back down and do another show or something. And it was Jonathan. And he started giving me the overview. He said, well, you need to sit down and talk to me for a minute. And I'm like, okay. And I could hear other people in the room.
I was like right next to him.
Yeah, there was other people in the room. And I thought, this is strange. And he said, what do you think about being a co-host on a show? And I'm like, okay. He's like, you don't want to pray about it? And I said, nope. I've already been praying that God would bring something to give my voice a bigger platform. Yeah. And, you know, but it's not what I thought. And isn't that like God? It is not what I thought, but mm-hmm. it is training for the next season that we're in. And so don't mm-hmm. be afraid of where mm-hmm. you are right now mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. the training mm-hmm. isn't for the moment. It's for what's coming. And it's I hate saying this to y'all, but it's always a harder season because you're going to be stretched.
Yeah.
I'm stretched on this show. Mm-hmm. I am stretched. And you're mm-hmm. a journalist. You mm-hmm. have.
But
you
I'm still stretched. I'm still stretched.
I'm not saying that. You are a journalist, and you've provided today us a list of every show that we've done on this platform December last year. I have nothing. You've brought it today. I have little bits and pieces
Did
of my notes.
Did you hear your introduction last week?
Yes.
And how you talked about the state trooper. Each of you bring something.
And Keith.
Mm-hmm. Keith brings
the word.
He brings the passion, the boldness.
The one thing I want to say about you, Keith, is, and Uh-oh. People cannot see Uh-oh. Me pointing at him. I know. I got four fingers pointing back, so just know it's going to be okay. And I was going to say this was your writing. And I know that you're like, you said Holy Spirit's, that is absolutely what I hear mm-hmm. when I hear mm-hmm. your writing. And I see your notes. Guys, if you could see
his big notebook
notes, they are incredible. And they're highlighted. And you can tell that you've spent time with them. And both of you, and David, I'll get to you in a second.
But, okay. Don't go anywhere.
It's birthed out of an intimacy. Is that what you're saying?
It is. And both of my co-hosts here are... you know, they're my partners in crime here because we don't always know where Holy Spirit's going to lead us in this room. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And David, you are kind of the glue that holds all that together, mm-hmm. knowing the vision of what you knew in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. And the Lord
and bringing
David
all us crazy people together to say, what is it, God, that you're mm-hmm. wanting from us? And honestly, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not putting myself down because I know my value in Christ.
Yes. Don't worry,
okay?
We'll better, Keith.
Yes. I know. But I also know that this is not where I saw myself. I didn't go
Me
to
neither.
Journalism school, though.
Yeah, but it was print. And I never thought I'd be broadcast.
So there you go.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
why are we saying this today, though? We're mm-hmm. giving people hope that if you have a calling mm-hmm. on your life, if you feel the mm-hmm. calling on your life, do not doubt that God has something, and it might be in this year mm-hmm. that he's going to escalate it to the point that you never imagined before. How far does this radio station travel? How much of
around
Florida?
The world? Well, around the world.
But
it's on the internet.
Our broadcast reach is Melbourne is about the furthest north down to North Miami in the south, western Bahamas in the east, and over Lake Okeechobee sort of like a wonky oval if you look mm-hmm. at the map mm-hmm. that the FCC puts out. So in this three or four counties below the lake that we go into.
So that's potentially how many people? In
7.5 million people.
Okay, that's potential people. We know that not everybody's listening to WCNO. No. However, God knows who needs to hear what, when, and where.
Amen.
And so we're thankful that whoever started, I don't even know the history on WCNO. We don't need to get into that big and heavy right this second. Mm-hmm. But we know that God ordained this moment for us
Amen.
And for our listeners.
Yes. Yes.
And we're going to go ahead and take a break. Now we're down to one break at the bottom of the hour, which is good. Gives us more time to cover ground.
I would like to pick this up when we come back, if that's okay.
Go ahead.
You can.
Yeah, great. Awesome.
You're strong enough.
Okay.
You can. You can pick it all up. God bless you. Let's take that break. What happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Hi, this is Karen Hubbard, inviting you to join me every Friday at 11 a.m. for Hidden Places, where you'll hear exciting testimonies, amazing stories, and casual conversations with believers just like you, here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Every Monday, we will bring you stories from the front line of ministry, ordinary people doing extraordinary things for God. We will redefine where the front line is, from risky missions to comfortable caring, always with the invitation for you, the listener, to look for the front line in your life. Tune in to 89.9 FM every Monday at 11 a.m. Get on the front line. And welcome back to the second half of A Biblical Response. Today is our first anniversary of this program, and we've just been kind of reminiscing and sharing the vision for how we got together, and hope you're enjoying the program. It's not maybe as we're not hammering away on anything that's going on in the world, particularly all that could happen in the next 28 minutes. Who knows? But Keith, you wanted to...
I wanted to pick up from where Stephanie left off, and she said something really, really great. Because this is all glorifying God.
Yeah.
And when we get called, you know, you're called, you're chosen. You know, it takes a little bit to take that first step and to go out there. And I remember when I was in Manhattan, the Holy Spirit just was telling me to go out into the street and read the Bible. And I was like, you know, something's not right here. You guys are crazy, you know?
Yeah.
And I would bring the Bible because I had nothing to say, but the Lord was telling me to open the Bible and read the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how my walk started. Mm-hmm. And I went to Grand Central Station, and I thought that I was nuts. I went to Grand Central Station during rush hour.
Very busy.
Right? And during rush hour, and I sat in the middle of the floor where people are just coming and going all over the place, and I just started reading the word, and all I could hear in my ear is louder, louder, louder. And I was reading the Bible in Grand Central Station. Reading it out loud,
okay.
Right? Mm. Thinking that I was crazy, right? But this is what the Lord was telling me to do.
Mm-hmm.
And... you know, as I was getting, you know, my elbow would get bumped as I'm holding my Bible, and people were just rushing by. But after a while, there was a circle that formed around me. There was nobody coming near me.
Wow.
Nobody coming near me. And I was just reading the word of the Lord, the word of God, out loud during rush hour, and people were hearing the word of God as they were going to and fro.
Wow.
And I didn't understand that at the time, but this is what God was telling me to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I would go out I went out to Central Park. God told me to read the Bible. And, okay, Mm-hmm. And I didn't, somebody came over to me at that point in time and he says, do you think that gay people, that God forgives gay people, you know? And I didn't have an answer. That's how new I was as a child of God. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, I don't know. I just, you know, I'm reading the Word of God. And this is where you find the answer. You find the answer in the Bible.
Yeah.
But, so you were preaching to yourself as well as him.
I might have been.
Yeah, yeah.
I might have been. Because, you know, not learning. For nothing. Right. Because as I was writing down, I could hear the Lord, you know, we talk to ourselves and strengthen ourselves in the Word as it's going out.
Right.
So, yeah, so the calling, and this is where, you know, it started going out on the street. I've been out on the street, and now I'm sitting here at WCNO, right? I've given my testimony over WCNO, and if I didn't have fear to be doing that initially, and this is what God is doing with my life, right? He's taken away my addictions. He's taken away my drinking, my smoking, my gambling.
Praise God.
And I would never have the courage to come out on the air. I'm telling you that right now.
Amen.
And it it's just been amazing how God will walk you through anything that you're going through.
Yes.
So,
amen.
Yeah. So
and,
don't
and
be afraid to hear
it. And take you places that you never thought that you would
right,
go.
Right, right.
I mean, it is unbelievable. I've been in Florida for 5 years. Honestly, I'm from Kansas City, Missouri, and it's cold up there, and I'm really glad I'm not up there. but never would you have... I have ever thought that I would be living by myself in a condo, but I believe that there was a providential meeting here.
And me too.
You know, in this particular room. So,
yeah. I mean, I'm from Chicago, moved here 3 years ago, and I never thought of myself going into radio.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But look how the Lord is using the three of us. And I just want to say we may make our plans, whatever our plans were.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea why I was moving to Florida, but I've been here for 3 years. But he orders our steps is what the word says.
Yeah.
We may make our plans, but the Lord orders our steps. So I just want to say to our listeners, you may make your plans. And if you're seeking God, he will order and put you where you're supposed to be. So.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, that
there's a lot going on over here.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry.
One of the things, I've mentioned this before, but especially today as we're talking about the kind of the format and how we do things, from time to time we do get commentary from people that basically what they're saying is, you didn't cover the thing that I was interested in or the thing that upset me the most or whatever. And, you know, that's understandable since there's probably 50 to 60 things happening every day that upset people. We only have time for one, maybe two things that are going on in the news. And so, you know, this we do listen to the Lord. We seek his guidance. We believe we're doing what he wants us to do, covering the things that he finds most important to use us in that regard. So just a word, you know, understood. But you can take what we're doing, and getting back to the Word of God, you can take that yourself. If we didn't hit what you were upset about or interested in, then you go back to the Word, let God lead you in terms of that issue and how you're going to respond in prayer and maybe action.
Amen.
Amen.
There you go.
Or you can call in and ask the question.
You can if we happen to be on the air.
Yeah.
But yeah,
which
means
right?
that, by the way, you can call in right now, 772.
Right. That's exactly right.
That's what you're
maybe
leading.
Maybe they have suggestions on what shows in the future. We'll put it before the Lord first.
That's what I was going to say, Anna. I'm thinking, you know, if they're really energetic and really want to get involved, then if they would email us on Sunday nights and give us things that are happening in the... No.
Well, we're cruising the news, so,
right.
You know, we're going to...
So that's...
It would be hard for someone today to tell us what they'd like us to do
I'm
next Tuesday.
I'm just saying suggestions.
Wow.
You know, if they've got a suggestion, we are all for suggestions.
Of course we want to hear from
amazing.
Our audience.
Well,
yeah.
The number to call if you have anything you want to offer is 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100.
And what shows were so important to us throughout the year? And even our listeners, if they've got one that they really liked,
call in and let us know.
Right. And one of them was the church being involved more in politics.
Yeah.
And
that's a big theme on this whole show.
Right, right. Because there's a couple of times here. But So if right for the church to get involved and to be outspoken, be a little bit more outspoken, and we've got a couple of times here, so we need our callers to come and call in and be more outspoken.
There you go.
Well, yeah. On July 15th, that's when the IRS rule said churches can now endorse candidates, and we talked about the reinterpretation of the Johnson Amendment.
Right. Yeah.
And then Stephanie talked about the angle of how this affects ministering to those who have had abortions. That was July 15th. Listeners, we are looking at it's two pages and a couple of sentences of every topic that we covered the past year.
So if you can remember one.
Call us.
If you can remember
like Stephanie and Keith and David, which one, like what jumps out at you? Like one that sticks in your head.
I was reminded this morning that the one we all forgot that we didn't have any knowledge of was my best friend from Missouri that got to come down and be on the air with us. And I've known her since high school. Mm-hmm. And she's now a legislator up there. And it's just, you know, it's interesting to see where people's lives have gone and how God is using them. And I've said this on the air before, but when we were going to the Capitol to like peruse the Capitol and talk to different legislators when she wasn't a legislator, we would call it storming the castle. So it wasn't the Capitol because we always would put our crowns on and, you know, pretend crowns and go down and say, we're now going to storm the castle today. But it's fun to be able to talk about those things and look back on. You know, this is a huge list, Anne. I was amazed when you sent it over. I'm like, oh my goodness, I don't even know if I could choose one because they're all so different.
But what, like, without even looking at the list, something that comes out to me is how we talked about progressive Christianity and the false lies that come out of. Remember, we talked about that representative from Texas, James Tallarico. And then Tallarico. Yeah, that's right. I got corrected.
Okay.
But then we also brought in a state rep, Nate Schatzlein, who actually sits in the Texas House of Rep, and he's a born again saved Christian. And he talked about how having this James Tallarico and how they disagreed. But this guy calls himself a progressive Christian. But we went into the Word of God, remember, Keith, and talked about the deception that comes out of progressive Christianity. These are some of the things we covered this past year.
I love the fact that there is never a time we don't take it back to the gospel.
It has to be the truth.
David's a really stickler on, hey, what verses have you got? What verses have you got?
Yes.
Yeah,
because it bears the truth. It has to be the truth.
It does.
And this is part of, you know, we bring our humanity into this too, which is important because we can't leave it at home. We shouldn't. But I myself am guilty of where I am so passionate about something or so excited about something or so angry about something that in the course of, but I'll go right to those emotions and I forget that I have to, before I go to those, I really have to stop at the Word of God and leave the emotional side kind of on the side so I can bring my passion into the moment that when it's covered by the Word of God, that it is invested in the Word of God, not my brain chemistry, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And so we tend to, this is one of the organic things that happens in this group, in this team, is, you know, we're all dealing with our emotions and we're coming in line with the Holy Spirit of God. It's a fascinating process. It's hard to actually talk about.
You know, as I'm looking at this list too, go back to our first two or three programs. You know, our first one was not easy. Mm-mm. The presidential election victory, the gender fluidity, U.S. versus Scrimeti. And then we went into the increase in Bible sales. I mean, guys, since last year, think of the things that have happened. Mm-hmm. I mean, throughout the year. And then, you know, we've had the Charlie Kirk thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, the gospel has been, like, in the news, in every way you can think of.
Mm-hmm.
And with the Bible sales being up, they now have something that they can go to. They realize they have a hole that needs to be filled with something.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we've seen an increase. I mean, we've gone to three services on Sundays. We only had one when I started there 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago.
This is a good thing. And part of it is
because it's a beautiful thing. We got a smaller church, but but we had to do it because we were running out of seats. I mean, there was no place for people to sit. And so it seems like a small thing, but think about that pastor and all of the people doing three services on Sunday, but think about the people that are their needs are being met.
Yes.
They're hearing the gospel. I mean, that's huge. So
what goes hand in hand with what Stephanie said, and I'm looking at Keith because I'm going to talk about Trump. But when Trump when Trump got in office, there was more religious freedom. Our past president inhibited free religious free expression, and he wanted to punish people who expressed themselves. But Trump has been an advocate. He's been a help of the church. We talked about Trump. I'm looking at this list. And he has done his job to create religious freedom in this country. We're looking at February 11, you know, Trump administration, the religious freedom. And he Trump signed the Eradicating Anti-Christian Bias executive order. And then the week after that, we talked about, remember J.D., the vice president, his speech to Europe?
J.D. Vance, yeah.
Yes.
And he's
about
also,
maintaining free speech.
Right. And he's opened up the faith office in the White House.
Exactly.
The faith office.
So this is all things we've seen in our time frame of being on the radio.
One of those things in the faith office is that, you know, there's more than Christians in the faith office. It's freedom of religion.
Yep.
There's more than, you know. Is it wrong to say I would just like to have the evangelists in there? Is that a wrong
thing
to say?
That's because you're an evangelism. You walk in that office.
No, I mean, but, you know, because they don't all follow the Bible, I would just like to see, you know, just the Word of God in there as the guiding word, you know? And then the other one is God's expectation to be involved in government. You were talking about the progressive Christianity before, and it went onto my heart. And I went to Ephesians 4:14 to 19. It says we must no longer be children, tossed to and fro and blown about by every wind of doctrine, by people's trickery, by their craftiness and deceitful scheming. So, when we were talking about progressive Christianity, you know, it's a word maybe that's coming in that is not the Word of God, and the Word of God says, "Do not be deceived."
Yes,
and you know, I don't know what the arguments would be. I don't know what the arguments would be, but you know, gay Christianity is not Christianity. It's not. Progressive Christianity is not Christianity.
That's what you mean, yes.
Right. God,
it's
Father,
paganism.
And Holy Spirit.
Yeah, it's paganism.
Right. So, you know, to know the truth is to know the truth.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, Joe Rogan had interviewed James Tallarico, and that's why this was all over. It was all over social media when we did this. And I remember, because that interview was like an hour and a half long. I listened to the whole thing. But whenever Joe Rogan, he'd ask good journalism questions, and he would ask him, so why the Word of God says this, James? And he could not, he dispelled the Word of God. When you see a Christian, I'm putting it in quotes,
right,
progressive Christian, who takes the Word of God and then he dispels the truth, he twists the truth, I should say.
Right.
Then that's fake Christianity. It's not Christianity. Well,
it's the character of any cult, right?
Yes, exactly.
You know, Jehovah's Witness, Mormons, they say they're Christians, they give lip service to Jesus, but the heart and soul of their religion is not Christian. It's totally opposed to the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Right.
And when you get down to that core, you see the difference. And they obfuscate because they can't answer the question the way you want it, which is in line with the Word of God. And good theology.
Big red flag. Big red flag.
You know, the Jehovah's Witnesses, I've had conversations with them out on the street corner, and they are very argumentative. Oh, my goodness. They are very argumentative. And I'm not saying that they don't want to hear the word of, they don't want to hear the truth.
Yeah.
And their Bible is different. It is different.
It's, the Book of Mormon
the Book
is,
of Mormon, yeah. It is different.
Well, for one thing, they say the Book of Mormon stands alongside the Bible. That's often how I've heard them present that. the Bible itself
stands
says
alone.
It stands alone.
I know. And it says in the Word, not to add or subtract.
That is so interesting. You guys were all talking, and I'm just sitting here, what is the scripture? And then I remembered, oh, wait. It's the one that we opened this whole show with. It has become
Hebrews.
One of my favorite scriptures, and it's Hebrews 4. To 12. Yeah, that I've got it covered over. For the word of God, I mean, we have the word of God in front of us. It's living and active. It isn't dead.
No.
It isn't dead. Holy Spirit
lives in us.
Yes, and he brings light to the word. It's living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. And the way I see that, and I've heard this from other people, but a two-edged sword does two things. It wounds and it heals. So it slices one way and it wounds you. It offends you. And it's like, why am I offended? Maybe you're not offended. Maybe you are being, God is giving you. Yes, you're being able to see that something in you is not right. You're being convicted of something. So it slices and it's a conviction. But then it also heals. It's a healing balm.
That's beautiful, Stephanie.
I just love that. And it says, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow. That is the middle of our body. I mean, the marrow is the most inner thing that we don't even ever see.
Inside the bone.
Right. Yeah. We never see the marrow of the bone. So it is the thing, though, that the life, the blood is made inside
it's
of that marrow.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, it permeates every single cell in us.
Beautiful.
And in discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And God says we don't even know our hearts. We do not even understand. We look in a mirror and we turn from it and we don't even remember what it was.
You know, I'm sorry, but now the prodigal son running back to the father, running back to the word of God, right?
Yes.
He left it for a little while, right? He left it for a little while, thought he could do good on his own. He had the money. He had everything, and it all got wasted. And then what does he do? He winds up, he realizes, I need to go back to the word of God. Goes back to his father. Right?
Yep.
That is it right there.
And a biblical response. I mean, it's in our name.
Right?
Biblical. I mean, what else could we go to?
And, for truth.
And do we mess up? Yes.
Yes.
Sure.
I'm sitting here going, oh, Lord, the things that I, do that I don't want to do and the things that I don't do that I want to do. And it's like,
Paul.
Right.
Yeah. You know, speaking of doing and not doing, God just gave me this, and I just want to share it with our listeners, because one of the things that you're hearing today, and you hear it every time you listen to the program, but more so today, is the dynamic, the Bible study dynamic that God has called us to here in this group, a dynamic that we passionately engage with the Word of God, and sometimes that engagement gets messy. But isn't that what God expects all of us to do with His Word? So I'm asking you, listener, God is giving you some work. Do you have a Bible study like this? Are you intrigued enough to, if you don't have one, to start one? Find one?
Right.
Because, I've been to Bible studies and, someone has to kick me to keep me awake. Because the leaders are just not into
new Bible study.
You need to get into Bible study.
Find a new Bible study.
I've always approached Bible study this way. But listener, God is doing great stuff. It's Him. It's not us.
Amen.
But we're an example.
Amen.
You, if you're excited about how we're looking at the Word, if that's not something in your life, then either A, you get something started like this, or you find someone that's doing it.
There's no shortage of material on the internet,
too.
And how much are we doing on our own, too, by ourselves, with God, just one-on-one?
Yep, exactly.
I mean, that is the basis.
You
can't just get
to.
Fed. You have to feed yourself.
So after that verse 4:13 or 4:12, 4:13 says, and no creature is hidden from His sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of Him to whom we must give account.
Amen.
And that is the bottom line. It's not even about this life. It's about what God is birthing us into, which is where we'll spend eternity.
Amen. Yeah.
And that's really what this is all about. And it's so strange that we would take things all the way from yeah. the presidency of the United States, you yeah. know, and to the things of Israel and things, we would, you know, the
no
Halloween stuff,
protest,
the
no Halloween
protest, all
right.
of these
martyrdom.
Things,
we covered so much.
All the way down to where are you going to spend eternity?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is your eternal home? What are you longing for? Not just the things of this life, but what is coming next?
Set your affections on above.
Things above.
Right.
Well, yeah, how
and
we live this life
right,
determines where we go.
2 Peter 3:18, right? 2 Peter 3:18. Mm-hmm. Grow in the grace and in the knowledge
yes.
of our Lord
like
right,
to,
Christ.
Yes.
Right? To grow in the grace. And what is the grace? The allowance, the movement, to just walk free. The love, the mercy, the goodness mm-hmm. that God gives, that Jesus gives to us.
Yeah.
To just to walk in his freedom.
Yeah.
And this is why, you know, if people only understood that don't know Jesus, if they understood that God is there for them, right? If God, if they just, you know, we could pray to put the, to touch their hearts that God is there for you. And here's the thing. It's all about love. God is love. So if you can understand the love that God has for you and turn to him.
Mm-hmm. I want to also say, because, you know, my mind as a journalist is always asking questions. Mm-hmm. Ask God the hard questions. Don't be afraid to, because, you know, there's generalities. God is love, blah, blah, blah. But you may have these difficult questions that hinder you from coming to God or understanding God.
Well, we have a call. We only have a few minutes yet. Caller, you're on the air. Hello.
Did anybody press the button?
I did, and it just hung up.
Oh. Okay. Okay, well,
hopefully they call back. They have
time is running
four
out.
Minutes,
so,
right?
Yeah,
David?
We have less than that.
This went fast.
Anyway,
this went fast.
Yeah, this did go.
It,
it always
too
goes fast.
Fast.
Yeah, it always goes.
Happy
fast.
First anniversary, guys.
Happy yeah, happy. Yeah. yeah. If I had some confetti, I'd throw it in the air. But
that's okay. That's okay.
Keep... Or you can throw the donuts.
Oh no,
throw
the donuts,
donuts with the sprinkles.
Like,
yeah.
We almost got fired. We had to talk about donuts.
We got those. Keith brought those inspirational donuts. I'm telling
my
you,
my stomach is growling.
Sugar
yeah, coated.
I'm gonna have one. Sugar coated.
Here
Here's
we go.
The
Let's
call.
Try to get it on.
Try again.
Caller, you're on the air.
Yep.
Call no caller.
Pastor David, Stephanie, Keith, and it's Anne.
Hi, hey. Anne-Marie. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for this program. I just want to say thank God for the time that we're living in, that we can speak the truth and be able to do it boldly, and for the church to be able to rise up and do what it's supposed to do. And thank you for being able to be the ones to help us to be equipped to do that every day in our lives, and love you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening, Anne-Marie.
Love you too, kiddo.
Yeah. Thank you for listening, Anne-Marie. God bless
God
you.
God bless you.
God bless you too.
Thank you.
Oh, there you
praise
go.
God.
There go. Yeah, thank you
she's
for that.
She's one of our regulars.
I was going to say, she's like a fourth, fifth person in the room.
Really? Right.
Thank you for being
we
there.
We can pull up a chair for her.
But we appreciate that.
Really is great to hear, and she stands in for a lot of people that don't call in, but I know I've had people come up to me in church events and stuff, and you know, say how much they appreciated the program. So,
and we do it mostly for an audience of one, because we know
that's right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
even
though
we do it for the Lord, but then he opens the ears of people who need to hear.
He does.
It. That opens the eyes of those who need to see.
And it's right all about serving him. We're doing what he wants. We're not counting heads here.
No,
you know we.
No,
we follow the Lord what he gave us to do. So
we have one minute, and then we have to say goodbye. So in the last. Less than 1 minute now.
I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving.
Really.
We thank the Lord for, we thank the Lord. We're so thankful for us being here on the program for a year.
Amen.
Praise God.
And we just, we have
praise
faith,
God.
And believe that we're going to be here for another year. Right?
Yeah. I want to ask the listeners to keep us in prayer, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Keep
yeah.
Pray for us.
You know, because I feel like the program is really just starting to get it's starting to get its walking legs.
It's no way to be here.
I do. I feel like the program is just starting to get its walking legs. And, you know, as a year, a baby in a year, you know, he's just starting to come from crawling to walking. And
hopefully we'll be running
you
soon.
Know?
There you go.
Well, the thing about crawling is you don't as far to fall as when you're walking, but that's okay.
Right,
because God's got us.
Right.
And now I have to, unfortunately, time is up for us. God bless you
God
all.
Bless
thanks
you
for
all.
Listening.
Thank you.
We'll be scouring the news for hot button issues for you for next week.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us. Tune in next Tuesday at 11 a.m. for another edition of A Biblical Response. If you have issues of the day you would like us to explore, email us at WCNO@WCNO.com. In the subject line, write David@abiblicalresponse. Remember, when you are challenged by what you see and hear going on around you, pray and invest in God's Word for guidance.